Now, when it comes to drones, you will recall his nearly 13-hour filibuster about bringing attention to concerns over the use of drones to kill American citizens.
No American should be killed by a drone on American soil without first being charged with a crime.
Joining us live now, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. Good to have you with us, Senator. You made that very lengthy speech. You wanted to get some attention to this issue.
He's still horse from it, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure it messes with your body clock, too. You still have concerns, I would imagine, about the drone program, even though you did get a response from the administration. Have they clarified what they think about their ability to kill a U.S. citizen or anyone with a drone on U.S. soil since then?
Well, you know, we got an immediate answer from the president the next morning. After 13 hours of filibuster, we finally got an answer that they wouldn't kill people not involved in combat. The reason I asked the question, though, is because overseas, we are killing people not involved in combat. And I wanted to make very certain that the standards we were using overseas were not going to be the standards here. We also have used standards overseas where we don't name the individual. We hit caravans of people. And that's not the kind of standard you can obviously use in the United States. And I was very concerned that they wouldn't answer it, frankly. When John Brennan was first asked, can you bomb an American on American soil, his response was, well, we want to optimize transparency and we want to optimize secrecy. And that was his response.
You know, Senator, it is something, your position on drones and your filibuster here, which is one you support from people you ordinarily do not get support from, including Democrats, and your new position on what's going to happen in terms of recommended policy as it would relate to immigration and a path to citizenship, has also won you support from quarters you ordinarily don't get it from. Now, Politico this morning says you and Marco Rubio are the new leaders of the Republican Party. How does that feel?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's presumptuous, you know, to call oneself a leader of anything. But I do want to have influence in growing the party, getting us to a broader base of a population that is interested in the Republican Party. Because, see, I think a lot of people are fiscally conservative and think we should do a better job with freeing up markets and less regulation. But they may be turned off by some other issues. And I think the goal of the Republican Party has to be to break through some of the things that have impeded people from looking at the party more seriously.
Well, those views are very different for the Republican Party, which you called stale and moss covered. So is the Republican Party ready for someone like you to run in 2016?
Well, I think there's a lot of young voices. Like, you know, you mentioned Rubio and others and Ted Cruz and Mike Lee. There's a lot of young voices in the Senate as well as a lot of young voices in the House. So I think really the Republican Party is going to have some growing pains, and we're going to have to learn how to grow again. And basically, we need to learn how to be competitive in California, New York, Illinois, a lot of these states that in the presidential election, at least, we've sort of given up on. We ran, you know, 300 gazillion ads in Ohio. But we can't always depend on trying to win one state for the presidency. I think we need to be competitive everywhere.
Rand Paul, it was great having you with us this morning. Didn't time out exactly as we would have ordinarily liked to do our interview this morning. Hopefully you come back with us. We'll continue our dialogue with you. Some important issues that need to be discussed. Maybe come visit us in the studio here. We'd really like you to do that.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Good enough. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul.